How's it going, everybody?
Coming to you live.
Live on location.
From the Rock.
Top of the Rock.
Folks, we're in New York City.
Greatest city in the world, Daph?
The best city in the world.
Why do you love it so?
It has so much history. It's beautiful. And I have a special attachment to it, emotional attachment, because my family was here for so many years. They've now moved on to a warmer location.
But it's
However,
quite warm.
It's mild right now.
Yeah, it's very mild right now, so I can't complain.
Yeah, so we're doing the tourist stuff now. And from our vantage point, in this very moment, we are looking at the beautiful Empire State Building.
Yeah, it's an incredible, it's surreal. It's like breathtaking. I can't...
And it's a beautiful, clear day. You can see everything. You can see the Liberty, the Statue of Liberty. You could see the park, everything. Everything is magnificent.
Yeah. This is... I'm a guy who likes... I love going to the beach and taking in natural beauty and the waterfalls and all that stuff. When I come here, I can stare out there constantly. I know it's man-made, but it's got so much history, so much art in the architecture.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much story in every building you see, other than those modern ones. But when you see those old classic buildings here,
mm-hmm.
I just love it.
Yeah.
So when you sit atop of the Rock, what goes through your mind?
Just how gorgeous everything is. I'm having a peaceful moment right now. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things you've done on our visit here to the Empire State?
Yesterday
was a busy day. We walked.
We broke records yesterday.
Me and Daph J walked 21 kilometers, 30,000 steps, her step counter.
Yeah. My step counter gave me a medal, is what that did.
it literally said stop walking. No more. You guys have done enough. We went from...
We started on the bridge.
We walked the Brooklyn Bridge yesterday. Then we walked over back into Manhattan. We're close to where our hotel is there. We've got an awesome spot where our hotel is.
We're right by the seaport.
Yeah,
right at the seaport.
It's gorgeous.
We did take the train, though.
We took it up to Grand Central. Did a tour of Grand Central.
Yeah.
And then out of Grand Central, we walked all the way up to the Rockefeller Center, bought tickets for today.
Mm-hmm.
And then from here, we continued up to the Central Park Zoo.
That's
which
right.
In itself is a nice trek.
That's right.
And then from there, we went back down to
Fifth Avenue.
We went to Fifth Avenue. We
did some kind of
walk around. We were trying to find a microphone for our iPad connection so we could do this podcast. Hopefully it's coming to you nice and clear. But regardless...
We finally got on the train.
Yes,
we and we ended up trying to go to Union.
We went to Union Square,
yeah.
14th Union Square, and from there we
walked
the entire lower part of Manhattan all the way down to
back
the Freedom
to the
Towers
yeah.
and to the seaport.
Yeah.
So yeah, the phone almost broke trying to count steps, but it was fun. We saw a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
We hit a couple comic shops.
Yes, we did.
Forbidden Planet.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that? Nice and clean.
I liked their. It was good.
It was good?
It was
not
good.
The best
no,
for me.
No, I like Midtown because I felt it was nice and bright. I felt things were more organized.
Okay.
I'm not hating on... Where did we go? Freedom. What's it
Forbidden
called?
Planet.
Forbidden Planet. I'm not hating on it. Just I noticed the differences.
Yeah.
It
has its own charm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And not every shop is going to be the same, and that's okay. That's what makes it special.
We got a couple t-shirts from there.
Yes, you did.
And then we stumbled into Soho, walked around a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't exactly sure which street we were on, but we saw a lot of wicked stuff.
Yeah.
We found that...
Found the record store, and that's where you bought...
I bought... Jay Siegel, I bought the Thermals album that you recommended to me. I finally found it, brand new, good price, at a little record shop. It was... All the charm of finding records and thing through the crates was there, and I got it.
Yeah.
And then we found that really cool bookstore, little hole-in-the-wall bookstore, where I found first printing hardcover of The Death and Life of Superman from 1993.
Yes,
couldn't
sir.
Believe we found it.
Yes,
for
in
cheap.
Great condition,
great
white pages.
Everything, yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. Today we're at Top of the Rock. We're going to hit a Brooklyn Nets game later on. Like,
that's
look
right.
at us. We're just like busy bees.
Okay, these selfie sticks are serious.
Everyone's got a selfie stick.
I see them
stick.
Everywhere. We should get one.
You think so?
Once in a while. You know what? Because I'm not a... Okay, year in review. Don't like selfies.
Okay.
I don't like it.
That's your...
However, for like things like this, where no one can take the right picture because they're morons, people... Like, I take pretty good pictures of these people, and they're like, oh, that's so nice. And then, yeah, can you take mine? And then they go ahead and take some
your
whack.
Your head's missing.
Some whack. Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. I would invest just to get the perfect selfie cam. Yeah, but I'm not into these duck faces things. I mean, that
oh, people 2014, who do their daily selfie this, to let you oh. know that, oh, can you please tell me I'm pretty again?
Yeah, just face? Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
You don't follow those people.
You know what I like? I like what I'm looking at right now. I like scenery. I like natural beauty.
It's the art
I
of
like,
a picture.
I like art. Yeah. I like a story being told in the photo.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoy. Yeah. What did you dislike this year? And I know we're starting off a little negative.
I dislike the selfies too. I'm trying to think of other stuff I like.
Were you disappointed perhaps in a particular film maybe that you saw this year?
I didn't. You know which film I didn't like that I was really amped up to watch was the Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I didn't like. Because I was reading a lot of Ninja Turtle books, the modern ones.
You hyping yourself up for the movie?
I was hyping myself up for the movie. I was really enjoying it. I have a family member, a cousin, who was a big Ninja Turtle fan. So I was reading it based off of his interest in it when he was a kid. And I really enjoyed the comic books.
I think Nickelodeon produced it, no?
Yeah, Nickelodeon.
It was entertaining.
You got to take it for what it's worth. It's a kid's movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's entertaining in that regard. And if I was a kid, I probably would have loved it.
Yeah.
But when you had things like Guardians of the Galaxy.
That was a pleasant surprise.
And Captain America.
Thoroughly enjoyed those two
Days
films.
Of Future Past.
Yeah.
Some of the best superhero genre films that I've ever seen. And specifically Guardians of the Galaxy was such a surprising film because I had no expectations of what was going to be like.
Me
I thought
neither.
It was going to be like a goofball comedy
Me
with these
neither,
characters,
yeah.
but it turned out to be like a Star Wars with an Indiana Jones mix to it and a little bit of that superhero element. It was just, it has such an appeal to so many different audiences.
Yeah.
You know, the adventure, the action, the
My dad
sci-fi.
Went to go see it.
Yeah, it was great.
And he was like, Mija, you need to go see the movie.
Was,
and I'm like, what are you
really
doing?
It was really well done. And there's so many layers to it. Like, the more you watch it, there's so much you can get out of it that I've seen it three times now. And I every time I watch it, I get something new from it that mm-hmm. I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was a great surprise. And Captain America, I've become a big Captain America fan this last year based off of the movies and now the comic books that I've been reading, old mm-hmm. and new.
Right.
I love that character of Captain America. And that movie was just nonstop action.
Yeah.
Like, edge of your seat the entire time.
I know that I should have known this. I didn't know this. But when it was revealed that the Winter Soldier was Bucky, my mind blew.
It blew your mind.
It blew my mind.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for all those that, you know, it's almost like knowing that Bruce Wayne is Batman, or it's the obvious, you're supposed to know this. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Gasp.
You're like knowing Two Faces, Harvey Dent.
Okay, I know. You've made me feel bad about it enough. I'm admitting to it, but I'm just saying, like, that was, I had a moment.
Yeah.
It was good. Well done. Well
yeah,
done.
It was very good.
Any things that you started watching perhaps this year that you enjoyed?
Well, somebody would be watching New Girl all through the night, laughing her head off hysterically and almost waking me up saying, I think I might be peeing. Or cry. You're definitely crying.
I was crying. I laugh. I have pretty good hearty laughs out there. But
yeah.
For me to actually start crying.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
Yeah,
I think I've done it to you once or twice.
That's a funny show. Let me tell you something, kids. When you watch that show.
Yeah.
There's no thing as multitasking. You can't do multiple things and watch that show. Because
I can't
there's
be
so
tying
many...
my shoelace or folding my clothes or scratching my head watching that with Daph. Because the minute I blink, she's like, you missed it. You gotta listen. We've been
there's so many in-betweens. It's not just the dialogue.
It's a lot of replay value.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of things that you need to watch out for because it just adds to...
Nuances.
It's so amazing. It's a good show.
Yeah.
It's a fun show.
It's
I would
so
recommend
fun.
It.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah.
I started watching Arrow this year and I caught up to it and it was a blast.
That was fun.
I wasn't sure if I would like it. I avoided it for a while and then I gave it a shot and I absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, really happy with the Flash television show and how it ties in with Arrow. A little disappointed with Gotham.
Gotham is...
Not into S.H.I.E.L.D.
No.
But I heard Gotham's getting better. I might give it another shot, but I know that you're not for it. But it's definitely the year of the superhero genre. And getting, you know, I was just about to say Captain America before. That movie was like Jason Bourne with James Bond in the form of a superhero. And it was so much fun. But so we're on the top of the rock now, guys. We're going to just take in the view a little bit more, take a couple more shots. we're going to do another little... we're going to do these in pieces since we're in New York and we're going to be traveling a lot. So as we hit different landmarks, different parts of the day,
we're going to take you guys along with us.
We're going to take you guys along with us on location. So
happy Festivus, everybody. This is our gift.
Okay, we are back from our long and wonderful day in the wonderful city of New York. How are you feeling?
I need to recoup.
My feet have said, they actually spoke. Yeah, they actually said, stop. Take the shoes off. Get a foot massage.
Listen, it's because it's been so perfect.
Yes.
The weather's been so perfect. Why am I going to be in the tunnel? I might as well walk it and see stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Get the full feel.
I agree. No, I absolutely agree.
I think that's what it is. Because every other time we've come, we take the train, we try to get there quick, one time.
It just gets to that point where the phone counter, where your steps counter, the app uninstalled. It said no more. You haven't walked this much in your life. So yeah, we don't even know how far we went today, but
burning calories.
I hope so.
That's what it says.
So we just came back to our hotel, but downtown by the seaport, to recoup before our Brooklyn Nets game. Even though they eliminated the Raptors last year, we wanted to take in a sporting event while we're here. And New York Ranger tickets are just way too expensive for my taste.
And we be repping BK.
Yeah.
From day one.
Take it easy there, Biggie Smalls. Jay-Z over here. So let's do a little year 2014 year in review. Continue it on that theme, since it's fitting. And it's fun to be able to do it here in New York on location. So what are some other things that were new for you in 2014, things that you enjoyed, whether it be movies you went to see, whether it be television shows, things that happened, sporting events, newsworthy items, doesn't matter. Anything for you that was different. Even things that you did. Oh, a thing we did this year, we started rock climbing for a little bit.
Oh yeah.
That's been fun.
We're not done with that. We
started
in
2014. I think you've really taken to that hobby. Like, you enjoy it.
I really like it.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Tell me.
I feel like I can be Batman.
Speaking of that, when we were sitting on top of the Rockefeller Center.
He's psycho.
Okay, that's what you thought.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk to me.
Okay. Did we say how by the third level there's no Playtex glass or...
No plated glass.
Yeah, what did I say?
Playtex.
Isn't that a pad?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah. That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, you're up there, and it's pretty high. And then a lot of these comics, you know, they have, like you said, in Daredevil Yellow, where Matt Murdock is just
standing at the top of the Empire State.
He's just there. He's just hanging out.
Isn't that ridiculous now?
That's a little bit crazy.
It's ridiculous.
And you know Spider-Man.
But Spider-Man
is swinging from here, from building to building.
But see, him, out of all of those characters, when people say that Batman is the most relatable, you could become Batman, it's the most fun to imagine that, but it's impossible for any human being... Okay, and I know, again, we're talking about something ridiculous.
Tread lightly, sir.
No, but just him landing after, like,
I think
2 months of him landing on his knees from these high altitudes, it's just completely ridiculous. That's why Spider-Man, I could look out into the Empire State in the city of Manhattan, and I can imagine a guy who had those type of powers,
but
like
Batman
Spider-Man,
is trained.
There's no training.
There's training. I know, I brought it up. But there has to be mental training. There has to be physical training because you know that there's stunt people.
You can overcome
that do
fear.
These stuff. How about those people in what was it? Transformers? Those wombat army dudes that just fly out of a plane and just glide through.
You
the
know
city.
What? You can overcome that
it's the
fear,
same thing.
But you can't be doing that every single night. When you could be at home sleeping.
Maybe he doesn't do that every single night.
Yes, he does.
No,
every
maybe,
night,
but okay, maybe not from that high of a building, But, you know, in the little streets here and
anyways,
there. Back alleys. That's where he's creeping and crawling from.
I'm not taking anything away from the guy. I think he's a great character, fictional character.
Being up there today, it just kind of put things into... You kind of just got to visualize it in reality. Say, you know, is this even...
So you got... You saw how psychotic and awesome he was while you stood up there. And I stood up there saying... He is the most implausible of all the superheroes because he is human. That's
stop
what
talking.
I thought.
Just stop talking right now. Next. What did I enjoy this year? I had nothing, no knowledge at all of The Maze Runner.
Okay.
I knew nothing about it. I didn't know it was a book.
Yes, that was a book.
When I saw the preview,
it
just reminded me like of a Hunger Games situation. And I was like, well, this is a bite. But again... I gave it a chance. What do I have to lose? Except time. I liked it for the fact that this particular movie, it kept me on the edge of my seat. Me, personally. I screamed.
That's right.
Several times.
You screamed several times and you actually scared the gentleman sitting beside me. I saw his popcorn jump out of his bag. You scared the popcorn in his bag. Yeah, you screamed a bunch of times. You saw those giant spiders.
There was a couple of things that happened in that movie where it was just jolts. Just these little... So that was entertaining for me.
I didn't... You know what? I was really excited to see that movie because I was in the process of reading the book. I was still... I just started it. And I intended to read it before the movie came out, but I just never got around to it. And the movie now has not given me any impetus to want to read the rest of the book.
Don't do that to yourself because, you know, it's well known that the book is always better than
the
movie.
But I just didn't really... The movie didn't capture my imagination, I don't know. It seemed like it was very promising, but I don't know. It just didn't do it for me. But... Maybe if I give the book another chance, you know, I'll see differently and I'll look past the movie. We didn't talk about Days of Future Past.
No. Did we? We didn't?
I think we mentioned it in passing. But which of the three Marvel movies that came out, or four actually, there was Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2. Rank them for me, for yourself. What? I know you were really happy about Guardians. But would you have put that at the top of your list? Some people are saying that's their favorite Marvel movie ever that has ever come out. But this year there was four Marvel characters or Marvel properties. Two from the studio, Marvel Studios, which is Disney. And then there was the Fox's X-Men, Days of Future Past, and then Sony's Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2. Which one was the best for you?
I think it would have to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
And then the last, which one's at the bottom?
Spider-Man 2.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
I would put Captain America number 1 for me. Because I can watch that movie again and again. I would tie the Guardians and X-Men Days of Future Past because Days of Future Past was a really strong film.
It was very good.
It was very
good. It was very good.
Yeah. I can't hate on that film at all or say that it was third best out of that group because it was a fantastic film.
Uh-huh.
Really brought back the franchise
uh-huh.
to where it needed to be
because
uh-huh. it was getting kind of ugly. Amazing Spider-Man 2 for me was a disappointment. I guess because I love that character the most. And I know how good the story could have been. And I just felt like they botched it.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, when I was reading Spider-Man Blue for the last episode, I was thinking to myself, this is how a Spider-Man movie should be. With these little vignettes of him encountering different villains
mm-hmm.
that establish certain relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But really focusing in on his day-to-day life and his... acquaintances and friends that he's making, just trying to get by with maybe an overarching story, how they all kind of connect.
Yeah.
Because he's got so many fantastic characters, villains, that when you try to force feed them into a movie just so that you can have those big moments like with the Green Goblin and him fighting, just to sneak it in there, it doesn't really give you the emotions that you're supposed to experience. Even though they did it really well in that particular scene, I felt like, I don't know.
There was some misses, there was something in that missing. Movie.
Yeah, there definitely was. The effects were good. I really liked the fight scene in Times Square. But there was just, I don't know, missed the mark for me. And I think that Sony is starting to realize that this new Spider-Man franchise is not doing it for them either. There's a lot of talks about Spider-Man now going back to Marvel.
I think that constantly would be the smart thing to do.
Yeah, there's negotiations going on, but I don't know how close it's going to be. I went to a lot of Comic-Cons myself this year with Jay Siegel. And I got to give you credit. You're really cool about me going to all of these different cons. You actually found tickets to one of them for us.
I did.
It was a new first time Comic-Con taking place in Toronto at the Exhibition Center. And it was a bit of a... It was hit or miss. But it was really cheap to go to, so it was worth it. And I really...
It wasn't cheap. I found you a deal.
You found me a deal. Yeah, but that's the thing. It was a good deal to go.
It was, I think it was a smart way to try something new without feeling like you were going to be losing out.
Yeah, so it was a good experience being able to do that with Jay. We found a lot of good deals at that con, actually, that you... found that the tickets for.
You bought me my Batman house slippers there. No? The nice cushy fluffy
one. That's the one. That's the one, the nice cushy fluffy one. Yeah. That was there. There was a guy that I bought a lot of Amazing Spider-Man from. This was the year that I really got into collecting old Amazing Spider-Man comics. And I'm not sure what it is that finally lit that fire in me to go back and buy classic issues. But we even went to that show together. Remember that show that was in that hotel?
Yeah.
And I had traded a couple of comics, and I ended up getting Wolverine miniseries with Frank Miller, Chris Claremont, and Secret Wars number 8. Mm-hmm. And then what else did I get in that pile? There was another special issue I got into that pile.
There was a whole box that you gave in, and it was worth I don't know how much.
Yeah.
And you were able to get all of those.
Yeah, I got quite a bit. And then he threw in a first appearance of Carnage, which was, like, priced at $70, $90, something like that. And he gave it to me for $20, which was a really cool deal.
You got a good deal today, my friend.
Yes, we did. We found this place. You want to describe where we found this place?
It was literally a hole in the ground. They used to have like a upper level section area thing.
Yes, we went to a cemetery and we found a hole in the ground. A gentleman in a coffin was selling comic books.
Listen, no. The owner even said it. The owner's like, okay, we used to do this, we used to be here, but now we have a broom closet. So it came from his mouth. However, very, very nice gentleman. Took his time in talking to us.
Do you remember his name?
Yeah.
What was it? Roger.
There you go.
Do you remember the comic store name?
Absolutely. Mystic Mystery. Don't make me botch it, dude. Mysterious Comics.
Time Machine.
There you go.
Yeah, it was the name. When I saw it, I looked up a bunch of comic shops in the Manhattan area, and obviously you got your Midtown Comics coming up, Forbidden Planet, Jim Hanley's, and I wanted to go to a place that was kind of one of those secret spots where the guy really gives you good deals on back issues, and this was definitely one of them. So shout out to Roger at the Mysterious Time Machine, located on 6th Avenue and 9th Street, if I'm not mistaken. That's where it was. And it was just one of those places that was below a storefront. You just go down a couple steps and he's got...
Was it 9th or 14th?
It was 9th. We got off at 14th. We walked to 9th and 6th Avenue, and that's where he was. And he was really, really helpful. He didn't have as much as you would usually have because of the time of year, because everybody was buying gifts for people and what have you. But I was able to find a Silver Age Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man number 53, and then I scored a a 137, X-Men number 137, Death of the Phoenix, which is a really sweet piece to own. I didn't have that before. And he gave it to me for a pretty good deal, so I was happy with that experience. And I gotta say, you know what? You hate those little hole-in-the-wall comic shops because it's kind of dusty and dingy, and you did okay.
I feel like I can't breathe.
You feel like you can't breathe.
And spiders are laying eggs in my head. Yeah, I have a problem with that.
But you did okay.
Yeah.
You've been a real sport.
You're welcome. We also hit up another, did we talk about that yesterday?
What?
Today, sorry. We hit up another comic book shop.
Today?
No, yesterday.
Yesterday when I found the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not that one.
Forbidden Planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that already.
Oh, okay, my bad.
No, that's okay.
It's just all these days feel so long.
I know.
I feel like...
extra long days.
The Rock was like 2 days ago.
I know. It's been great, though.
Yeah, we've been having a fun time.
Making the most of it. So, yeah, I really enjoyed getting back into the hobby of collecting comics. I know people kind of know me for that, but I had a stretch for a while where I wasn't collecting anything. After the New 52 occurred, I had stopped going to my shop for a while. And this past year has been the one that really rejuvenated the enjoyment of it. We started a podcast, and that's... We intended for the podcast not to be solely about superheroes and the like, but it seems to be going that route. And
that's okay.
That's okay. We're having a good time. And
maybe when Jay Siegel appears,
yeah, we'll do the thermal album. Because now that I have it, we can do an episode on that and get back to a music episode. But you know what I'm happy about is that people who are listening to our show have picked up some books.
That's true.
Right?
That is very true.
So... we got an email from Little Sparrow saying that she really enjoyed the Weezer episode, but then she let us know that she's been reading Batman Hush based on our episode, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And my intention was also for you to read Marvel books, and now you're not stopping reading Marvel books because you swore that you'd never read them. Now you're doing it. So it's a way to share and to open up new mediums for people to enjoy different types of entertainment, which is good.
Yeah.
So you looking forward to tonight?
Yes. Now that my feet have stopped burning.
Because what happened in 2014 last spring, you were heavy into the NBA playoffs.
I was.
And it was your two favorite cities against each other.
No, my favorite city versus my home city.
Right, but...
so there was a little bit of a
conflict of interest, but it was very apparent early on in the series, because I was questioning, like, is she going to cheer for Toronto, or is she going to cheer for Brooklyn?
I was a bit in the middle in the beginning.
It took about one half for you to be full-on Toronto Raptor fan, and you were, I thought... there was a man living in the house because someone was screaming at the TV, come on, make that shot. I thought I was watching hockey with somebody, but it was Daft J.
Yeah, I got a little intense.
Intense. You would run home from work. You would, you'd have your phone everywhere you went. If you weren't watching the game, that phone would have the score constantly updating.
Yeah,
so,
it's true.
Yeah, you were into it. So now we're going to see the team that eliminated your home team against the Indiana Pacers. Who are you going to cheer for now? Are you bitter towards the Brooklyn Nets?
BK all the way.
BK all the way?
All the way.
How about if they... because now the Raptors...
I know they're number one in their...
conference.
Yeah, so...
if they go back to the playoffs... If the Raptors are number one... If the playoffs started right now... it would be the Raptors versus the Nets in a rematch in round one. Who would you go for this time? Raptors. You try to pretend like you don't love Toronto.
I'm pleading the fifth.
I'm pleading the fifth. Until the ball gets tossed in the air and the game starts.
I plead the fifth.
All right. So what's the plan for tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're going to Gray's Papaya.
We're going to hit up Gray's Papaya?
Yeah.
That's your plan. You went to the Rock. You went to the zoo. You went to the Brooklyn Bridge. Grand Central.
Yeah, I did all the touristy stuff. Now
we're
I just want
to the museum.
Get... and then, yes, that's right.
I'll take you to the museum tomorrow, show you the fine arts, not just comic books. And then maybe we'll hit a comic book shop in the area to round off the day. Sound good?
Sounds excellent.
Anything you want to say before we do another intermission? I think we got to get going.
Do we?
Yeah, it's almost time. It's almost game time.
It is time to go. Okay, now I'll follow up on the next round.
Sounds good. Okay, KO Solitude fans, we are off to the basketball game. We will talk to you hopefully another another interval, we'll get back into this.
Yeah.
If not, thank you for listening. But I'm pretty sure we'll be back. This is fun.
Yeah, man.
All right. Talk to you guys later. All right, everybody. We are back from the Nets game. And it was a little bit of a disappointment. I was expecting more of a competitive matchup. They got killed.
They didn't show up today.
Oh, man. What a disappointment. I mean, the building is beautiful, new building.
I was going to tell you, yeah, I really like the whole thing about it. Very nice, very cool. And the whole area that it's in, it's nicely developed.
Built up really nice. You get off the subway at Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. And all the stores stay open late even after the event. You can go shopping. We bought some sneakers over there. But man, what a blowout. 25 points. The Pacers killed them.
Boo.
I know, it was brutal. But we still got a lot more New York to do. Mm-hmm. Got the museum coming up, which should be fun.
Yes.
But is there anything that we, in our year-end review, that we left out? You know what I wanted to talk about that I forgot to mention was a couple more movies. We just recently saw Mockingjay.
Yeah.
Just before we left for NYC. How did you enjoy so far the Hunger Game run of movies? Because I know at first it was more me that wanted to see them. It was the teeny bopper girl in me that read the books and wanted to go to the movies to check them out. But how are you finding it? Are you into it now?
I liked the first one was a great, I guess, depiction of what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
So it was entertaining, a little graphic, I think.
Yeah, it was very suggestive. Yeah. Suggestive in its graphic, but nothing is really seen as much as you know what happened.
I think
you're right.
I mean, I think what comes in your mind is kind of worse than what they were showing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Kind of like when the Joker puts the knife to Gamble's mouth. You don't see him slice him open, but
it freaks you. And the music, everything that goes with it, it's worse than if you actually saw it in some ways. Yeah, it's true.
So, and part two, was it part two?
Yeah, Catching Fire.
The Catching Fire. I don't know. I don't think that was very much. I think it was a more of a strategic film, movie.
Okay.
As opposed to the other one, it was just strictly survival.
Yeah.
And then this one, it seems so dark.
It's very political.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, commentary in this one, I feel, on politics and propaganda and getting people to, showing people the right commercial or the right sort of, I can't come up with the word now, but you know what I'm referring to, right? How they're literally taping all those propaganda
to manipulate
films, to try to get people to rally behind them, and it's happening really on both ends of the government. And I think there's a little bit more commentary in this movie. It was good. It was very well done. The third book was my least favorite of the trilogy, and I can say maybe that this third movie is my least favorite thus far. I mean, I know it has another half to it, but like you said, it's very dark. It's very, you can see that things are not gonna, get the feeling things aren't really gonna end well, no matter how it ends.
Right.
But it was still good. I think all three of those movies are really well done as a whole. I haven't seen any of like the Divergence or the, saw Maze Runner, but never was into the other movies that were similar to The Hunger Games. So I'm sticking with this one. Hopefully it ends off really well. The other movie we saw together earlier in the month, I think it was December, end of November, we watched Interstellar.
Yes.
Chris Nolan, one of your favorite director. How does the Interstellar match up to his Dark Knight greatness? Did you enjoy that? I found it a little long.
I found it hard to follow from the beginning. I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of, my brain was hurting at some point, but I was determined to stick with it and understand what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like Inception was kind of like that too, where it's piecing together little by little, and then I think it does have replay value for sure.
Oh yeah.
But when you start, like I said, piecing some things, when they come up again, and then it just starts making sense.
Yeah.
It was, I think it was a great, I think it was awesome.
Yeah, it, was, it really was
but
awesome.
But it did hurt my head a little
it
bit.
It starts off, and you're kind of wondering, okay, this movie, I thought this and this was going to happen, that they were going to go out. You knew that it was going to be science fiction based, but it starts off and you think, like, that. How does the movie get there
mm-hmm.
when you're watching the beginning? And when it does eventually get to that climax,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of start piecing it together, like you said, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan style, obviously. Yeah.
It but, all comes together at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, but the science fiction aspect to it, or even the science aspect to it, not so much the fiction,
mm-hmm.
but understanding how the space and time works and going through the black holes and the wormholes and trying to depict those things
mm-hmm.
as accurately as possible. And I had read that they had really put a lot of effort towards getting it as accurate as it was. And
yeah, didn't they have like physicists and scientists and a bunch of other
yeah.
specialists
through the entire making of the movie yeah. to make sure that they
because
were getting
there's going
to
be people that are going to be like withdrawing their theories saying that it's impossible to do certain things and
yeah
yeah
but it is a mind
they did
bender.
Their homework yeah for
because
sure
because you as soon as you finish it, you want to see things again and try to make sense of what you thought you saw or understood.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk to other people and they understood it a certain way and you're trying to compare your experiences. It's definitely one of those movies that gets you talking and thinking
yeah.
afterwards. But I think we've seen this year a good share of movies. But when I looked at everything that had been released, I was like, man, I've only seen maybe 1% of everything that was released, but with what we chose to go watch, other than maybe Ninja Turtles, but I still had fun at Ninja Turtles. I can't say I didn't. I thought we did a really good. We watched a lot of good flicks this year.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
nice.
I think so too.
So, what are you looking forward to 2015? Is there any movies? Any?
Yes, I wanted to see. Oh, what is it called?
Kingsman.
Yes. Secret Service.
Yes. I think that's based off a comic book. You were telling
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
You said, hey, Harry, this is based off a comic book. What,
yeah.
Which company is it? And I think it's an independent one. But it's from Mark Millar. He wrote Civil War. And he wrote the comic book
oh.
for The Kingsman.
Okay.
He also is. He also had movies made for Kick-Ass, which was one of his movies.
Mm-hmm.
And Wanted with Angelina Jolie, Morgan Freeman. So he's had a couple of his movies.
Is this gonna be like?
I haven't seen
the Kick-Ass like, but I heard that it was
yeah,
very like.
No, it's overly violent.
Yeah,
I mean, it definitely has its audience.
I hope
that
this
would,
isn't
yeah.
from the previews that I saw.
It doesn't
I didn't
seem like that. But
that
we'll
it was gonna be gruesome like that.
I hope not.
Cause I don't know. I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, purposely gruesome violence. I'm not into myself. I wouldn't. Want to see Kick-Ass or Kick-Ass 2. I know Wanted was very graphic in nature as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope this one doesn't
It seemed pretty
that.
Clean. I mean, clean. I don't know. From what it showed.
Yeah, but previews,
we'll
you never know, right? There's so many previews
right.
that come out.
Right.
But yeah, that does look good. Avengers Part 2. That's
yeah.
a big one. May.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big... Everyone's going to be going to see that one. From what you've seen so far... of the Avengers trailers. What do you think? Does it have your anticipation? Or
Can
would
I
you rather not see anything?
Well, I have seen the trailer, but I believe I've only seen it once.
Okay.
Because I think even when The Dark Knight Rises, I saw it so many times, and it was being played and shown all over the place, and there was such a hype for it, I was getting tired of it.
Okay.
And I didn't want to have that same, I don't want to have that same experience with any other movies.
Yeah.
So I'm good with watching it once and then going in there fresh, open mind to whatever they're gonna
Having
show.
Having no
expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get
yeah.
you.
I don't wanna overdo it. I don't wanna kill it.
Yeah, because sometimes you see the preview so many times that you almost feel like you've seen the movie.
Yeah.
There's no more surprises for you.
Yeah.
I understand what you mean.
And I think the public. Does that to themselves, right? Like, we do it to ourselves.
Yeah, we want to have all
the goods.
We
start searching
goods.
For it. It's available. It's on YouTube. It's on IBDM or whatever that is. So I always get those letters mixed up.
IMDb? Yeah, that's it. Also, this is the big one, I think. Avengers is definitely the one that everyone's been waiting for. But Star Wars.
Yeah.
Is coming back. The Force Awakens. Have you checked out that preview? I knew we...
Yes.
You saw it.
I did.
It doesn't show much.
No.
But what feeling did it give you in seeing it?
I want to see the trailer again.
You want to see it again? There wasn't that much information to give it, but hearing the music and the effects and the feel of it, did it feel like an authentic Star Wars movie, or does it feel like something is off in it? I found that it sticks to that universe really well. Do you think it's going to live up to its hype? It's the same director who did Star Trek, the new Star Trek movies, J.J. Abrams, and he also did Super 8, which is one of your favorites.
Yeah.
So do you think he's got the... He's a fan, which is an important aspect, I think. I think he'll do it justice.
Here's to hoping.
Okay. Ant-Man, you brought that to my attention the other day as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know nothing about Ant-Man,
nothing.
Right? I don't know much either. I know he's a member of the Avengers, and they're going to tie him in some way. But the director has been switched in the making of this movie, so that's never...
That's not a good sign. It's a
good sign, but again, here's hoping... And another one that I wouldn't have cared maybe a couple years ago because I'm tired of the sequels, but Jurassic World.
Yeah.
That looks amazing with Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
He's the new action hero guy, right? From Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. So it's going to be a pretty fun year with some of the movies that are coming out. Looking forward to that. Anything else? 2015 that you're hoping for? Oh, one thing that the audience can look forward to, it's not going to be for a while, but it's 2015. So you all know that there's going to be Back to the Future episodes, and I'm going to do 3 separate ones to do it justice, and we'll have special guests on everything for those. I'm going to try to coordinate them with the dates from the movie.
Do it.
So I think in part 2... We might even do a part 2 episode first, because I think when they go back in time in part 2, it's like September 12th, 2015, which is this year. So how awesome will that be when that day comes and people will have a podcast of Back to the Future 2?
Future nuggets!
Future nuggets. All right, so hopefully in the next year, the podcast will get bigger, get a bigger audience. We'll get out there more. Jay Siegel may come back. I'm not sure. Still haven't seen him. There's no sign of him anywhere.
Let's hope we have more subscribers.
Yes, subscribe. Leave us iTunes reviews and your emails on caveofsolitude@outlook.com. We enjoy hearing back from the fans, getting feedback, or even on our Instagram, Cave of Solitude on our Instagram. We enjoy your feedback as well. So we're ending the year off on a good note. Our podcast started in November. We're already at 10 episodes, which is a good pace to be keeping.
Yeah, I think so.
And very soon we're going to do the Hulk Gray episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to your input on that, because I saw you taking notes, and I didn't have as many notes for this one. So this one's going to be all you. You're going to take control.
No, the pressure's on.
All you. From the beginning, the intro, everything. I'm going to make you edit the episode.
I'm so nervous.
And another thing I want to say, too, is for other podcasts that I've listened to in 2014, because it was the year where I really started to appreciate different podcast shows. So some of them that I enjoyed, if you are listening and you want to hear other ones that are entertaining as well, is the Echo Rift Productions. I really like those guys. There's a Kids on Comics, where the father and son discuss comics. There's Echo Rift, which is the main show with two buddies, Don Garvey and his buddy Mike, talk about different things in science fiction, comic books, everything of that nature. And then there's Comic Tangle. I really like those shows. So if you need another comic book related show to tune into, the Echo Rift Production stuff is good. I send a shout out to them. But we're going to wrap it up. So thank you guys for listening. It's been a good year, and we will see you in 2015.
Ciao!
If you was born in New York City, let me say you know that. I was born in New York City.
New York. New York. New York City. New York, New York. New York.